Madtown's number one for hits and hip hop, 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the Afternoons. Your favorite cousin Clyde in the studio.
What's up, Madtown? Yes, I am back with the gossip report.
What's going down in the big blue circle?
Oh, there is a lot going down. So if you haven't heard, three soldiers were just killed by the name of William Jerome Rivers, Kennedy Landon, and Brianna Alexandria. They were just recently bombed with a non-human missile. A drone missile,
yeah. Well, yeah. And overseas drone attacks and drone missiles are a pretty big thing. Like, we're feared as the people that drone
created
bomb.
This crazy
right.
world.
So now it's coming back.
Yeah.
At us.
Yeah. And folks are saying that it came from Iraq.
An unmanned aerial system impacted a container housing unit that had all these people in it. Three are dead now and several more injured. But it looks like, you know, like a little reverse technology. Like, you know, they're using
just
our drones against us.
Just when we thought this war was over, and they said that Biden launched missiles over shortly after that, a few days later, back in Iraq. So looks like this war might just
persist
back
on. That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary now, though, that everyone has access to these drone missiles. And now it's like, it's a fair game. Because I know from what I remember, America did play a big
role, let's just keep it real, though. I mean, we're like looming on the verge of like a World War III situation here. Because everybody's playing the nuclear hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the minute somebody does, it's just
takes
over.
That one. Yeah.
It's just over. Once someone loses their cool, it's all done.
Yeah. Yeah. So sad. Hopefully those families find some type of peace within this. Thank you to the soldiers for their service, but unfortunately we're really all gonna just have to be on the lookout,
and we gotta do better.
Yeah totally. So moving on, Donald Trump is back in the big blue. So for some reason
he ain't even really got out of the big blue.
Yeah,
you know, as much as we'd like him to be.
Exactly. Like, some days we have to be like, we're not gonna talk about Donald Trump today, but he is back. So the man tried to bid for immunity from his prosecution in the wake of all these allegations,
right, from the January 6th thing. He was trying to say that because he was president, he couldn't be prosecuted. Well, the Supreme Court decided that's not going to work.
That ain't right. I think the Supreme Court is being petty.
Honestly, I think that's not petty. I think it's absolutely fair. Like, he shouldn't be able to exclude himself from being punished for his actions just because he held a seat of power, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you hold a seat of power, you have more responsibility.
Yeah.
And what we have is petty.
Yeah.
He is petty.
So now the game is being played his way.
Being played the way he wants it to, but he kept trying to push it back, and it's like now he's going to be open, you know, to receive that punishment. So hopefully that situation, which it probably won't,
uh-huh,
but hopefully it can be resolved before we come into election season, because otherwise he'll get elected and just continue to use his power for the wrong purpose.
Spectators say that they believe this was his way of pushing back some things because he knew what the outcome was going to be. So yeah. So I guess he can't run for president if he's indicted or something.
I don't know how all of that works, but, like, you know, a couple of states have removed him from a ballot.
I did hear about that.
And I know that ours won't be one of them, sadly, but it could be, y'all.
We're in Wisconsin.
It could be.
Let's see how petty Wisconsin comes. Wisconsin, I'm standing with you, girl. Just figure it out. But yes, it's a pushback. I think that this court is probably ready to indict and serve Donald Trump.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, I know, you know, but again,
I believe he's going to go.
The hard part is, like, the country is still, like, evenly split on this man. There are still just as many people supporting the fact that he did these things. And they're even worse, okay with it.
Yeah. And in a few states, pulling him off the ballots doesn't mean that he still can't pull this thing.
No, he could pull it, but it changes the trajectory of how to pull it. It's still, at this point, it's not impossible. It's still, honestly, a very, very high chance that he's going to be it. Because let's keep it real. Anybody that voted for Biden the first time, you're probably not voting for him again.
Yeah.
And, you know, that means that you're either going to be not voting or you're going to be voting for the other third parties until they get knocked out, and then you're not going to vote.
Yeah.
And the sad thing thing is of not voting is basically a vote, a vote for the person you don't want to see. Yeah. So, you know, our political parties have failed us by not giving us a presidential candidate that is in line with the people, of the age of the people, of the times of the people.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like our political parties have failed us
and need to do better.
Left us with any viable options.
Yeah. Well, they better figure it out, because we all know that Donald Trump is good for overturning some elections. If they don't get it together, he gonna put his wonders to work and he gonna let y'all know, listen, I'm gonna be the president. They just got to figure this out soon.
The thing is, like, he runs things like a dictator. It's not a democracy. Yeah. It's a dictatorship. It's his way or the highway. And, you know, his way doesn't see democracy.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you know, this isn't like a bash session, right? It just is what it is. Like, you call a spade, right? But, you know, like, neither one of the candidates are a voice of the people.
Yeah.
So we're screwed regardless.
They're outdated. That's
extremely, extremely
just outdated.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, they're both 80 years old.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, I mean, I understand, like, having, like, you know, like an age minimum or whatever, but, like, let's make this a little bit more realistic. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
50, 60.
I agree. Okay. I agree, because I do believe that, like, that age range is in a lot of power seats right now. So they need their president to, A, understand them, and then, as well as the generation after that, needs a president that be well on my way, so I want to make it good for me as well.
Even look at that 4 years, that physical. Look at Barack Obama, like how he came in.
Yeah.
Beautiful black hair.
Yeah.
4 years later, gray. Right.
Yeah.
The stress level, like, come on, man. Like, you know, like, Joe can't remember his name. He can't remember what he's doing. Trump can't accept the truth. Like,
that is
what
huge.
Are we doing?
Like, now I remember his name. Oh, yeah. Where Joe at? I ain't seen Joe in a minute. So, Joe in hospice.
Sniffing on little girls.
Listen, figure it out. It's just too much. And then war, like, oh my God, Big Blue is just all over the place. Big Blue is Big Red right now.
Hopefully we get it back to the blue here.
Yeah, this
for
scares
quarter.
Me. This, I'm telling you, stuff like this scares me, and I just stay out the way until, like, 6 months from now, we're all back to, like, okay, what's next? Like, oh God.
Man, that's a gossip report right now. That's what's happening in the Big Blue Circle. Madtown, how can they tap in with your favorite cousin Clyde?
Madtown, you can tap in with me at 608CHAMP, CHAMP on Instagram. Come follow me, come comment, come tell me what you want to hear, because we do got some things coming for you soon.
And catch the full conversation at madtownjams.com.